Okay, picking up the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph, we are 5 lines from the top of this. Amar Rabbi Abar, just to remind ourselves what we were holding, the Gemara suggested that maybe the speech of Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer Dvarim happened after Aaron died. Maybe Aaron actually died first, because the Gemara was bringing a raya that Be'etzim, the Gemara was assuming as a proof that it says the 20th year and 20th year, and just like the when it comes to Aaron's death was in the when Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too Moshe's speech is also Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Moshe's speech had to be after. The Gemara says maybe Aaron actually died. After Moshe's speech. The Gemara says you can't say that because it says by Moshe Rabbeinu Achrei Koso at Sichon, and then it says afterwards when Aaron passed away, Sichon was still alive, because as we're turning from over here, that's what it says. Vayishmak Nei Melach Arad, and they heard that Aaron died and Anan Kavod left. And then they thought they could fight with Israel. And then everyone saw that Aaron had died. Now we're up to Va'amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Al tikru Vayiru, that they saw. Rather, it means Ela Vayareyu, that they were seen. That they were seen. And they were, in the Pasuk's understanding, that they had been exposed. They're no longer protected by the Ananya Kavod. Because Aaron had died, Kedirish Lakish, Damarish Lakish, Ki Mishamish Ba'ar Belashonos. The Ki can be Mishamish 4 different meanings. It can mean O, E rather, Dilma, E, Dilma, Ella, Daha. It can mean if, it can mean perhaps sometimes, it can mean but, and it can mean because. Rashi will actually, most times, Ki is mentioned actually in the Psukim, where it's not 100% clear. Rashi, Al Chomish, Al Torah, Rashi many times will clarify for us which gather it is. Based on this Gemara, this very famous Gemara over here, that can it could be 4 different contexts, it could be 4 different things. And Rashi over here, actually, in the Dibra Masel Kedush Lakish, he actually goes through different examples of all of them. We'll just maybe say one pasuk for each one, that to show an example how it could be Ka'asher, that it says Ki Tifka, Ki Kare Kansibor. Rashi says, Kulam are Lashon of Im, that they're going to be, that if they happen to you, the Vechitavo, Ki Selechon, Ki Sechale, those are always Ka'asher, that's going to be when it happens. And that's also, it could be lashon of v'imi yekvul imakrim and kosekorim. Those are going to be chova. That's going to be when it happens. Then we have also im kesef talavis avi. Also, that is going to be maybe. That's not going to be maybe. Rather, it's going to be it's going to be the case of when it happens. When you loan, this should be the din. Don't lend them with ribis. Those are going to be all the cases of when you're doing it. And then we have Dilma, which is the next example in the Gemara, is based on the pasuk. Let's say Ki Somar Bilvavcha. That's the thing pasuk in Ekev. Rabbi Magoyim Aile Aichachal Harisham. Right, Zachor Tizkor. Remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to be. Maybe I'll say this. Shema Tomar. That these Rabbi Magoyim Aile. And don't say that. V'chisom Ramanu Chabashana Hashviyas. That's a pasuk. What are we going to eat in the 7th year this year? Year Shmita. What are you going to eat? Hashem is going to protect you. He's give you a bracha. Hashem is tivisis berchasi. Hashem is going to promise us to give us a bracha. That's the Chazon Ishagav. In it says that Bisman Hazeh. Even though Shmita is Rabbanan, we still say tivisis berchasi. And he says that it's Yadua Mefursam that anybody who keeps the Shmita of wonderful brachas will happen to him. There's just a message just now is that someone agreed finally not to rely on that to bechira and to do Shmita Mamish Kehilchasa to Mamish let his field be totally empty this year, and it's, I think he was going to sign something, whatever, but that's in the day, basically the day or two that he decided he was in the south, and the day or two he decided to keep Shemitah, Mamish, the day that he decided, it was when there was the resurgence of the rockets back to, there was the few days where they were firing rockets back in, back at us in Eretz Yisrael, and a missile landed, he was in the south, a missile landed on his field, Mamish, and nothing happened. It did not explode. Just Hagav. That was a bit tivisi. Rechazik. Hashem Baruch Hu is giving us bracha for shmita. Okay, that was a lashon of maybe you're going to say that. So that was Dilma. We have Ella. So where do we have Ella or Daha Lefish? So it says kitzichak, or that kisera chamar sonecha. That is going to be those are sorry. That was El Shema. Rather, the other one of kitzichak with by tzara. That's the lashon kigav Aaron. Vayiru, that's lashon deha that they saw. It's going to be because those lashonos are lashon of because. That is Rashi quotes. If you got to go to Rashi again, you can see clearly all the 4 examples of when the 4 things are mentioned. So the Gemara just asks. We see that at the end of the day that if Sichon had been alive at the time of Aaron's death, he couldn't have been alive because he saw that Aaron died. Therefore, if Moshe was afterwards, Moshe referring to address the people talk about after Sichon had died, it must be that Aaron was already dead in Moshe's speech. Then where it says midami, but is that really fair? Hasam Knan, who says that Sichon is the same person as Knan? There it says that Knan Melech Arad heard it, and Halcha Sichon, we hear it talking about Sichon. Maybe in fact they're 2 different people, 2 different kings, and therefore when it comes to the king who defeated by Moshe, that was Sichon is not necessarily the same person of Arad, and that was Aaron Ben Levi is still alive for Moshe's speech. So the Gemara answers Tana, who Sichon Arad, who Kenan? No, the Bais says explicitly that Arad and Sichon and the Kenan is the same person. Sichon Shadome La Sayach Minbar. Sichon Lashon, he's like a Sayach, he's like a he's someone who's in the Sayach in the desert. The Kenan Shal Shem Malchusa, Kenan is after the name of his kingdom, that Sichon ruled over the land, inhabited nations that came from Kenan, but Sichon himself was not from Kenan. Umash Shema, what's his real name? Arad Shema, his name is Arad, so therefore Melech Arad is referring to all these cases are someone, one person, and therefore it's referring to Sichon, and that's who we're talking about. Ikadami, there's another interpretation, that Arad Shadomela, why is it called? Arad Shadomela Arad Bamirur is like a wild donkey in the desert. Kenan al-Shem al-Chusa, Kenan after the name of his kingdom, Mashemo Sichon, Shema's real name was Sichon. According to this, a little bit different. They're different about whether Sichon was, what was his koach? Was it in the speed? Or is it his actual physical strength, which is a donkey's representation of strength a lot of times? That is the Shaila. What exactly was Sichon's koach? Okay, that was the proof that we say that Nisan, we just explained, that can't assume that Nisan. And then with regards to Aaron HaKohen from Av, from there that we bring a proof that you don't have a raya from over there. So now the Gemara talks about Rabbi Yochanan's proof that Nisan is the new year with regards to we start counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says maybe Emar Rosh Hashanah year, maybe Rosh Hashanah is the new year's year. Who assumes that we start counting from Nisan? So the Gemara says Lo Sakadaitach. You can't say year because Dichsev maybe Chodesh Arisha Bashanah Shizbechad Chodesh Shukam Mishkan. We know that in Nisan, the first month of the second year, the first month, the Mishkan was established. The Mishkan was erected, literally. The pasuk says also, the second month, which is Iyar, the 20th of the month, the cloud was lifted and Klai Yisrael left. It's Parshas Baloscha. So the pasuk medekai benisan v'kar leishana shini. So since the Torah was referring to something that took place in Nisan, and it calls it the second year, v'kai be'ir v'kar leishana shini, but then the year was the month after that. So if year is the next year, you should start counting from year, then it should count it as the third year. Mechal derosh hashana la'aviru. Evidently, the year is clearly not going to be year because then it would have counted it as the third year, which it doesn't. It counted as the second year. So then both of them are the same year clearly. So then it must be that year is in fact not the rosh chodesh, and we've rejected year being the rosh chodesh. The Gemara says v'imar rosh hashana sivan. So maybe assume that the new year is going to be Sivan. So the Gemara says, "Lo zadeka." No, it can't be Sivan either. It's a reference to Klai Yisrael coming and getting ready for Matan Torah. They came to Midmar Sinai. Vim Isa, if it's true that the new year is going to be Sivan, it's to say Chodesh Hashlishi, Peshana Hashini, because if it's the next year, ready from Sivan, the new year is signified by Sivan, then it should be counted already from the month that they left, when they got to Midbar Sinai, it should have been already the next year, it should have been the second year. Clearly, Sivan is not a demarcation of the next year, rather, he was still wants to argue that it's Nisan. The Gemara says, Maybe Ve'ema Tamuz, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Adar, what about Tamuz Av Adar? Maybe any of those are going to possibly months that can be counted as the new year. So therefore, the Gemara has successfully proved that Rabbi Yochanan is not able to prove that it's not from there. So therefore, you didn't show a blanket raya that you have to count it from Nisan. Maybe it's really Tamuz Av Adar. The Gemara leaves that as a question. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar says a different source for how do we know that the king's year should be counted from Nisan. From the following, Mehachat, derived from the following, Vayachal Livnos Bechodesh Hashini B'Shana Arbas L'Malchuso, Shlomo HaMelech began to build the Beis HaMikdash in the second year, in the fourth year of when he was king, and the second month we know is Iyar. So my Sheni, what does it mean that it repeats Sheni twice? So what does it mean that referencing twice? We know that Livnos Bechodesh Hashini B'Sheni B'Shnasa Arsa. But why does it say Sheni twice? Bechodesh Hashini and B'Sheni? What's the double lashon of Sheni? So the Gemara says, why is it repeated? Itself? Lav Sheni Liyarech Shemon L'Malchuso doesn't mean the second month, meaning that the second month after the month of which the king's years are starting to be counted, meaning Nisan. The year is the second month of the king, which begins in Nisan. Therefore, we see that Nisan is the new year for the Malachim, for the kings. So Gemara says, is that really true? The Maski for Ravina says, Ve'ema Sheni Bechodesh. Maybe we could say that the Pasuk is talking about the second of the month. So the Gemara says, Im Kain Sheni Bechodesh Behedya Aviksiv Be. But it would have said explicitly the second month, as Rashi points out. It says, the Sheni Le'erech Shmonin Balamachim. So Rashi points out that over here, it should have said that generally when you're referring to the day of the month, the Pasuk usually doesn't explicitly add by saying of the month. So the extra of the month, Ba'av the Bechodesh, is clearly coming to teach you that. So Gemara says, Ve'ema Sheni Bechodesh. Shabbos. Maybe you're talking about the second day of the week. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara gives two answers. Chada, first reason that's not true, we don't see anywhere that the second day of the week is written in the Pasuk, so therefore we don't necessarily have any reason to assume that that would be what the Pasuk is talking about. It doesn't refer to the days of the week in relation to the week. The first of the week, second of the week, rather, it's the second is unlikely talking about the second day of the week. And the last usage of the word of the second is referring to the month. So to the first, like Masheni is exactly Kama Chodesh. The second is referring to the month. So to Afsheni Basra the Chodesh, the last second of the month should also referring to the month. And therefore, the pasuk doesn't say otherwise. Therefore, Elach Or is talking about the second is talking about the a month and not that. So therefore, we've defended Rabbi Lazar that Nisan Lachor is the Malach is the Rosh Hashanah from the Malachim. The Gemara just points out Tana Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan. We have a rice that actually supports the Rabbi Yochanan's proof that it went the exact same proof that Rabbi Yochanan, even though we didn't necessarily accept Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a raya against Rabbi Lazar. We just have a brisa that supported the same source for Nisan being the Malachim based on the brisa. Minayan she'ein monin lahem malachim elam minisan. Where do we know that we count the years of the kings only from Nisan? Shenemar va'yibayim mashmini barabam el shan lasis b'nei Yisrael me'at Yisrael was the 40th year that b'nei Yisrael left Egypt. Again, according to this whole reference to the Psukim to show us, also says that it was in the first month of the second year, the second month. Again, this is just, I'm going through this a little bit quicker because this is the exact proof that we already just saw from Rabbi Yochanan, that the sequence of events clearly shows that Aaron had to die before Moshe Rabbeinu had given his speech, and therefore we see that the new year is counted from the month of Nisan, and that proof was from the fact that the Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad, that he had heard of the Klal Yisrael's loss of Aaron HaKohen and also of the Anani HaKavah, and they thought that they can try to kill Klal Yisrael. And after Moshe Rabbeinu had won that war, that's when he started the Musar Shmuz and Sefer Dvarim. That is what we were just proved from now. So there, that is what the Gemara brings as a Tanakh of Asay to Rabbi Yochanan. It's important not to give a long background of what exactly the Hemshech of the Rayas are going to be. They're from Psukim that people aren't necessarily as familiar with, Nehemiah and Divrei Hayamim and Ezra. So just to give a little bit of background to know what because the Gemara is going to reference them as if you have to be familiar a little bit with what's going on in order to understand the Psukim the Gemara is quoting. So from the time when we were in Bavel, we were in Galus Bavel, so we know that Malchei Paras were in charge until the Greeks ended up taking over in Alexander the Great, and they ended up, that was a little Hanukkah story, that was later. So before that period though, the Klal Yisrael, we were in Galus Bavel, we were there for the 7 years, there's different kings that were, the four main kings that our Chazal tell us, were the kings at the time. We had Daryavish. It's important. This is really, there's two Daryavishes. We'll call him Daryavish the first. And we have Koresh. Then we have Achashverosh. And Daryavish, really the second. Daryavish of Pras, we call him. Daryavish, he's the second. So he's the second Daryavish. So many times, there's also another king who's referred to as Artarchashta. He is also mentioned. So the Rabbanan are assuming that he is actually the same a generic name of a Persian king. The Gemara is going to assume that it's the same king as Daryavish. We'll get to that at the end of the Gemara. So it's Daryavish, the first Daryavish, he conquers Babel, and that is the Persian Empire begins. Then he is he's succeeded by Koresh. He is taken over by Koresh, and then in the first year of his reign, Koresh issues a proclamation that Yidden are allowed to go build the Beis HaMikdash. So people go out under Zerubbabel, and they go to start building the Beis HaMikdash, but the people, just like now, they were upset that Jews were rebuilding Eretz Yisrael, so they sent letters to the king telling him, this is Sefer Ezra, this is all recorded, that they sent letters that the Jews are enemies of the king, you shouldn't let them build the Beis HaMikdash. So at that point, it's assumed that the work was stopped by Artarchashta, that's the Shaila over there. Who is that Lechora talking about? Many assume that he was just talking about the same king of the one who allowed him, that was Koresh before. He had the same king and stopped them from allowing it to happen. Then Achashverosh took over. And after that, you had the second Daryavish. That was the second Daryavish who was the fourth king. So in between them, though, you just have, at that point, after they stopped it, Achashverosh came to the throne, and he also didn't allow the Jews to continue building the Beis Hamikdash. Ezra points this out, and Esther, the Medrash also, and Esther Alba talks about this also. And that was the famous story of Purim, happened during the time of Ahasuerus, obviously, and he ruled for 14 years. Then you have the last Daryavish. The last Daryavish comes to power, and in the second year of his reign, you have Haggai and Zechariah who were prophesizing that the Yidden should build a Beis Hamikdash, and don't wait for official approval of the second Daryavish, it's okay. And when the enemies of the Jews, they send the same letters, the Jews are building the Beis Hamikdash, don't let them do this. So then he looks back and he sees in his the king's official archives that basically that Koresh really gave permission to Klal Yisrael to build a Beis Hamikdash, and therefore in the Sefer Ezra it's brought out up over there that he allows the Beis Hamikdash to continue being built. The Beis Hamikdash was end up being completed on the 3rd of Adar, in the 6th year of Daryavish's rule. Just a month later, in the 14th of Nisan, the second Beis Hamikdash, first time they brought the Korban Pesach. And after that, Ezra only comes after that point. It comes in the month of Av, in the 7th year of Arhatashta, and he comes out in the 1st of Nisan, he comes out with the king authorizing him to help the officials continue the building of the Beis Hamikdash. And so then Ezra came about a year and a half after the Beis Hamikdash had already been completed. And then Nehemiah hears from Hanani, one of his friends, that the conditions of the Yidden in Yerushalayim are terrible, and that the city walls are breached, and it's in a really, really bad shape. So therefore, he asks permission from the king to rebuild its walls. He ends up allowing him to stay as long as he comes back. So most assume that this was under the rule of Artaxerxes, whose reign was also during Ezra. When it came back, that's what we're assuming, maybe also be what the Gemara is going to assume is Daryavish. So then after that, you have 52 years later, after Daryavish, was the defeat of Bavel. So then, 34 years after the Beis Hamikdash had been rebuilt by Haggai and renewed by Haggai and Zechariah, then then Persian rule is then over, and then the Greeks take over. There's an important ha'ara over there that the historical books are fundamentally different. They have a lot more kings in between the four kings that we mentioned. They add in over 106 years, I think exactly 169 years of spanning of different things in the Greek historical books. That is a very big shayla that even Big Gedolim dealt with as early as Rav Sadia Gaon, and as recently as Rav Shimon Schwab has a whole essay about it. I think Rav Schechter assumes that we go with the Goyish understanding that's whatever. But there's a whole shayla how to connect them. There's a lot of literature about it. And from Yerushalayim also, you can try to read about Rav Shimon Schwab. And the Gedolim speak about this also, how to work in Chazal with what they say. Do we say we're more accurate, they're more accurate? Okay, that's a whole big shayla. It's also sometimes a bigger shayla how that works in with the modern understanding of different things. Okay, with that in mind, I think we're ready to start the psukim over here. A lot, now that you understand the four kings, understand the background, I think hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, the next Amma will go through a little bit smoother. So it says in Gemara, Amar Rav Chista now. So Rav Chista says, Lo Shanu Ela Malchei Yisrael. This halacha is only referred to, that we count from the kings, is for the Jewish kings. Elaval Malchus Ola Mishari Mitishim Manin. And that was all Shaila Tosas. And Rashi was based on this Gemara right here. So Rashi seemed to imply that it was Dark Yishalom, which applies even for non-Jews, but Lechora, the Gemara is Beferish right now, that at the end of the day, it's regarding for the nations of the world. We start from Tishrei, we don't count them from the month of Nisan. Documents that were a reference to the Goyish king, they should be assumed they should be from the month of Tishrei. Shenemar Divrei Nechemiah ben Chachilai Be'ahi Bechodesh Kislev Shnasa Esrim, and it was in the 20th year over here. This 20th year is talking about how Nechemiah was informed, that was Hanani that we just mentioned, that the state of Yerushalayim was in a very bad place. In the 20th year, it was the 20th year of who? The reign of Artaxerxes. And it also says, and it says in the month of Nisan, the 20th year of Arkatashta. So since it took place in Kislev, and also an event took place in Nisan several months earlier, and both occurred in the same year of Arkatashta's reign, it's clear that the new year had not been between them. And if we're talking about the fact that the new year had not been between them in Kislev, and then following was Nisan, so if the new year was captured from Nisan, that should already be the 21st year, since it doesn't call it the 21st year. Lechora, it must be a different time. And Lechora, we don't have, why is it Tishrei? Because Tishrei knows, a general year, that is in context with everything else is the new year, so we assume that the Tishrei should be the new year for the Goyish kings as well. So the Gemara says, "The Kibbe Kislev v'Karlei Shnasa Shrim." Again, you're talking about Kislev, and it's still called the 20th year, and still the Kibbe Nisan v'Karlei Shnasa Shrim. And then you're counting the month of Nisan, as we just explained, that Nisan is going to be seemingly is later, and it should be counted towards the 21st year, and it's not. Nichlal the Rosh Hashanah lab Nisan who. So evidently, what comes out is that the new year, with respect to the Goyish kings, when we start counting for the Goyish king reign, that is going to be from Tishrei and not from Nisan. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, Bishlam Mahayach, I understand the second pasuk, I understand, Mefarish Del Arkatashta, that over there, it's talking clearly about Artachashta, I'm sorry, I'm not going to pronounce it, Elahai, But the first pasuk, we might de la ar tachash. So how do we know that we're talking about the 20th year of Chatash? So Dilma, maybe we're talking about turning on the snow now. Maybe we're talking about a different count. Maybe it's talking about the 20th year, some other historical event, not talking about the reign of Artachashta. Who says that we're talking about the reign of Artachashta? So where's the Zomar Papa? No, because we have this, this concept before in the first daf. Shnas Esrim and Shnas Esrim Lekzer Shav. It says the 20th year with clearly referencing of what's talking about, and then the 20th year also without referencing what's talking about, the Mahasim Artachashta. We know that the first one is referencing it to Artachashta's reign. So too, if Achal Artachashta, you have the right to assume it's talking about, we had that with the Mishkan and Yisrael Rhyme. Now we have with Artachashta's reign. We don't know it's about the second time in Chora. We can assume it's going after Archatash's reign. So the Gemara says, "Well, wait a second. Ma'ase the Ma'ase the Kislev Kadam. Where do we know that the incident happened in Kislev? The first pasuk is talking about Dilma Ma'ase the Nisan Kadam. Maybe the Ma'ase of Nisan was described in the second pasuk came first. In which case, Nisan could mark a new year. But that was that was the beginning. It happened before Kislev. It was Nisan, and then the following Kislev was when the second Ma'ase happened. The Gemara says, "Lo Sakal Da'itach. You can't assume that the Nisan thing happened first, and then the thing was after it was Kislev. In which case, we could assume that Goyim still be counted from the months of Nisan." It's not because we learn in Abraisa, Dvarim Sha'amar Chanani, Lenechemia Bekislev, that things that Chanani told was him as a Kislev, that was referring to the first Pasuk. Arma Nechemia Lamelech Benisan. Nechemia then said it to the king in Nisan, which clearly is talking about at a later point, and therefore Nechemia heard it after Kislev. He only said it later to the king, 6 months later, in Nisan. So if he didn't hear it before, he would have said it, he would have heard it after. And the Gemara says, how do we know? This Dvarim Sha'amar Chanani, Lenechemia Bekislev, Shinemar. Divrei Nechemia Michalai VeBichodesh Kislev Shnah Esrim Shnah VeYisi BeShushan Abiraz and Shushan the capital. VeVochanani Echad Meachai, one of my friends, who Anashim Yehuda VeShlem Al Yehudim, Alpeda Shnushabim Min Hashem Yishlaim, they told me about what's going on. Those who remain in captivity, where they were in captivity, they remain in Yishlaim. They escaped from Bavel, the Galus Bavel, and they asked about Yishlaim. Vamrali, Hanisharim, Hashanishim, Mishavim, Shemidim, Ba'ara, Gedola, Fakherpa, Vachomishlaim, Furet, Shara, Nitelsa, Ba'esh. We see over here that they're suffering a lot. They're humiliated. The walls of Yishlaim are breached. The gates are on fire. Very, very bad situation. I'm going to tell the Malach Benisan. So then the Nechemiah came to the king in Nisan. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, later after hearing that, Vayi bechodesh Nisan, clearly this is after he heard it. Then he came in Nisan. Shnazir l'achatashah, melech yayin, l'fanav v'esa, es l'yayin, v'etna l'melech v'yisi, ra, l'fanav, he was the wine, server of the wine to the king. He liked Nechemiah very much, as one of his advisors. So, and Nechemiah used to be very happy, Rashi points out, and this time he was very sad, and he also used to taste the cup of wine in front of him, and here it did not. So the Gemara says, why were you upset? He thought maybe he poisoned his wine. And he became scared because the king was accusing him of maybe poisoning his wine because he used to always taste it, he was unhappy. But now he was sad, he wasn't tasting it. He said maybe that, so he was trying to tell him that he was depressed, that's not why he wasn't drinking. He said, first of all, long live the cave, I have not any interest in poisoning you. So I'm sad because the city of my ancestors, the city is in graves, it's in ruins, and it's consumed by fire. At that point, that's like a prayer. He's like, that's what he's saying. I davened to Hashem before this, my request came out. This is what Nechemiah said. Let me go back to Yerushalayim and build it. So when are you going to come back? And it pleased the king when I told him, and it said I'm going to give him time, and I'm going to come back. So the Gemara is assuming that clearly Nisan happened after he heard the Shmua, which was in the earlier time. The Gemara says Meisi Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef has a kasha on this. B'yom Esrim V'arba L'chodesh B'shishi B'shnas Shteimet L'Daryavish. They came to do the work in the 24th day of the month of the 6th of Elul in the second year of Daryavish. Now which Daryavish is this? This is talking about that when they renewed the construction, that was Daryavish the second. Daryavish from Paras, Daryavish the second. Uksiv Beshvi, Be'esim Echad L'chodesh, it said in the seventh month, in the 21st of the month, the word of Hashem came this to Chagai. This is talking about the Navi of Chagai. So 1 month after the Beis HaMikdash had resumed, Chagai was told that the glory is going to surpass the glory of the first Beis HaMikdash. V'im Isa. So if it's true that Tishrei is the new year for the Goyim, it should say B'Shvi, it should say B'Shanah Shalosh B'Ba'elai. So if it's sort of said in the seventh month, in the third year, clearly, because it's not the next year yet. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Babu, Koresh Melech Kasher. Since Koresh was a very good king, Fichach Manu Kimalcha Yisrael. Therefore, he was only one of Yachid who was counted from the months of Nisan because he was a very good king. So even though Rabbi Abba speaks of Koresh, the Gemara is going to explain that was really Daryavish. It was talking about Daryavish who allowed the Yidden to end up going to work. So the Chora, we're talking, that's what we're going to see, who exactly we're talking about. So the Gemara says, Maskif Rav Yosef, Wait a second. But if that's the case, the Yavesh years were the ones from Nisan, so the Pasuk seems to contradict itself. The Pasuk says that the Beis HaMikdash was completed on the third day of the month of Adar, in the sixth year of the reign of Yavesh. So that's the Pasuk in Ezra. At that same time, the following year, Ezra went up to Babel with the people who came with him. Ezra left Babel. We saw this after the Beis HaMikdash. Ezra came after the Beis HaMikdash had been completed on the first verse of Nisan. That Nisan was not so. Then the following year, the following Nisan, Ezra came. So the Brisa is pointing out that he came the following year, so it should be counted as another year. And since it's not. V'im Isa, if it's true that we count the reign of Darius from Nisa, then Shnash Ashminis by that should mean that Ezra is coming the next Nisan, should have been counted already as the next year. So the Chora, we're a problem right now, because if we're assuming that he was counted as the eighth year, he's not counting as the seventh year, that's a problem. Why isn't it counted from Nisan? So the Gemara says, V'yod, mi dami, are they comparable? Rabbi Boaz teaching about Koresh was a good king. Is that relevant to Chagai with the resumption of the work of the Beis HaMikdash? Hasam Koresh. There, Rabbi Boaz teaching was relevant for Koresh. Here, we're talking about a different character, Matar Yavish, who says that they should be both counted from Nisan. So the Gemara says, Tana. So therefore, the Gemara addresses Rav Yosef's second, Taina first. The Gemara says, who Koresh, who Daryavish, who Achartashta? That really, Koresh and Daryavish and also Achartashta, those are all three and one and the same people. That all, the one meaning that Daryavish, who was the king, who succeeded Ahasuerush, that is also went by the name of Koresh Achartashta, and that is Rabbi Abba is referring to, and that was a good king, and he should not be confused with the first Koresh. That was the first one we mentioned again. That was the first king. That was a different Koresh. He already was long gone. So the Gemara says, Koresh Shemelech Kasher Haya. He was called Koresh because he's Kasher. Lashon of Kasher is good. Achatash al Shem al Chuso. That was the name of his royalty. That was the title of the Persian king that they gave him. Just like you have the name Paro right by the Goyim. So to here you have Achatashta was the name of just the king basically. Umashmo, president, let's say. Umashmo, what's his real name? Daryavishmo, his real name was in fact Daryavish. And this actually ends up helping the Chora that this actually makes sense because we know that Daryavish ruled for at least 6 years since the Beis HaMikdash was built. And then we have Achartashta ruled for at least 33 years. And then we know that we count, the Gemara tells us that the Persian rule of Eretz Yisrael was only 34 years. So that wouldn't be possible unless we assume that these are all the same people. So the Rishonim point out that the Chora has to be the answer. So the Gemara says, Mikol Makom Kasha, but either way though, so that was the second answer we answered, but with the first question is still a problem. So the Gemara says, Yetzel Kasha, there's no answer with the first one either. Kad Kodem Shehechmitz, the Pasuk is counting his years from Nisan. Hechmitz is Lashon literally when usually wine turns into vinegar, it becomes spoiled, it becomes sour. So that's also, he was before Hechmitz, when he became a bad person. First he was a good guy, then he became a bad guy. Lachash Shehechmitz, the Pasuk that's from Ezra coming to Eretz Yisrael, counts him a seventh year, starting to count him from Nisan, because he loses the status of counting from Tishrei, we start counting from Nisan because he became a bad guy. He's already a Russia, and therefore we start counting him from Nisan like any other Goyish king. So Gemara says, Maskif, Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana, the question, but really true, that Ezra was so bad during the time of, the king was so bad in the time of Ezra, v'aksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, turning on the next number now, whatever is required, whatever korbanos you want to bring, if you need wheat, you need salt, you need oil, all these things, you need korbanos, I'm going to help you bring them, don't worry. So we see over here that Daryavish was very nice, that Ezra was going out, and Lechora, he was good. So what's the problem over here? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Butunach, Rabbi, from your own thing that you learn, don't ask me a kasha. You should bring the offerings to Hashem, and you should daven for the lives of the king and his children. So meaning, I'm only doing this all tonight, that you take care of me. So we see that he only selfish motive for the sake of himself, that he should be okay. So Gemara says, but still, is that it was a mitzvah shalol lishma, only that he should be okay, and he should have atzlacha at his kingship. You say a mitzvah, not necessarily in order to receive reward, is such a bad thing. We learn in Brisa, Omer sells el tzlacha v'shil shechib, and you don't atzlacha on condition that your son should live. That's a tzaddik amar. It's totally fine. If he does so on a regular basis, l'chora, it might be a little bit less of a problem if he does it more on a regular basis. By the way, that in a one-time thing for sure, he's still considered a tzaddik for doing this. We should go to the world to come. Raise a tzaddik amar. That's still a good thing. So then, if you do have ulterior motives for doing a mitzvah, it's not necessarily a bad thing. So the Gemara answer is very fascinating. Lo kasha kan be Israel. And Khan, but of the Kachavim, when it's the Yisrael is doing it not with alternative motives, then we still consider that mitzvah Shalishma Shalishma Balishman, it's still gonna be a good, it's still tzaddik. However, when it comes to of the Kachavim, we assume fundamentally there's something wrong with them doing it, because when the Jew's intent is still the Shem Shemayim, the merit of the mitzvah is what he wants to benefit him, it's not gonna worry if he doesn't get everything that it's gonna be his way, because he's gonna attribute it to his own failings. But someone who's over the Kachavim, who makes a condition, that's purely of assuming of a selfish motive and not of anything else, but you know, always has a Kodesh Baruch Hu in mind, and therefore it's not necessarily a bad thing. Okay, Beit Hashem will pick up with V'Yibayis Ema in tomorrow's daf.